This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. Family Matters.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
At least 85% of UA school children have been bullied, according to a study that was released toward the end of last year. The Cartoon Network MENA survey 2019 also showed that only half of UA parents are aware that a child has been bullied previously, and these figures are actually on par with stats from elsewhere around the world. Psychological bullying is the most common, followed by verbal and physical. Peer pressure is the leading reason. And a further 17 to 90% of children are singled out because of their nationality. A more optimistic stat, however, is almost two-thirds of parents are confident that their children's school is doing everything it can to prevent bullying. But what can parents do to help their children if they're in trouble? Sebastian Bates joining us this afternoon. He's the founder of the Warrior Academy. It's a global martial arts organisation, more than 70 clubs and 2,000 students across two continents. He's also the best-selling author of The Warrior Method, and his upcoming second book, Not a Victim, is a guide to help parents mentor their children through bullying. He joins us now to talk bullying and what parents can do if their children are being bullied and how martial arts can help. Hello, Happy New Year.
Hello, Happy New Year.
I wasn't going to say Happy New Year.
You've broken that resolution already.
I haven't seen him since last year.
We can still say it.
I think so. Let's say the end of this week, Danny, will be my cut-off for Happy New Year.
What is really going to happen is somebody that you've not seen since 2019, even if it's April, you're still going to be, you know, greeting. And it's a nice thing. It just says who you are.
So too. So Happy New Year to all of you as well. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, Sebastian, before we get into The Warrior Method and your new book. When did you first get into martial arts?
About 25 years ago, I started martial arts.
which is confusing because you look about 27.
I know, yeah. 20, yeah. So I should be 30 this week if I counted it right. So, so 25 years of martial arts, six different styles. A lot of that traveling around the world, competing from amateur to professional level. I started when I was very, very young. I think my parents wanted to build my confidence. At the time, I was being bullied. And that seemed like the best route to build confidence, which I think is quite right. So that's how it all started for me.
Did it resonate for you in the beginning?
Starting martial arts, I think after my kind of first lesson, I felt that I was part of a really special community, a community where respect was the foundation. Everyone was kind of following the same moral guide, moral principles. The dojo had specific rules which made everyone feel very comfortable. And I think there's something very special about the instructor-student relationship, which really, especially for us as martial arts instructors, helps, you know, mentor children through some really difficult transitions that they go through in life.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any instructors over the years that were particularly meaningful or resonated well with you?
Yeah, I think, do you know what? My first ever instructor was probably one of the most influential in terms of timing. He really guided me through, you know, what I see as the three biggest transitions that a child, you know, if you look at a child from the age of 8 to 16, these three transitions are changing school, where their whole community is disrupted. It's adolescence, where they're becoming adults. It's teenagehood, their emotions are completely disrupted. And then there's bullying as well, where it's not just their community that's disrupted, it's their emotion as well. And then it's also their perception of life and understanding of conflict, confrontation and friendship. And for me, going through each separate transition and having a strong mentor in the martial arts world really, really helped. And that's what we're trying to do with young people in Dubai at the moment.
Going back to you being bullied before you started martial arts, where was your head at before you found this refuge and had this confidence instilled in you?
I think so. For me, I grew up in Aldershot. My family was a military family, so it was a lot of socializing with other military kids, which is awesome fun. You know, I was climbing tanks, doing assault courses, watching my dad jump out of planes every weekend. But being an army family, we moved, as you would expect, quite a bit. We moved to a rural area where there weren't very many kids at all. And suddenly I was going from a class of 40 to a class of 12 in the room. And so, you know, as a new kid there, I was picked on straight away, you know. So I was smaller than the other kids there. Academically, I was failing because I was in such a big class before. So I had a lot of disadvantage going into this new social situation. And it was a perfect kind of breeding ground for bullying to occur. And, you know, that, like the transition of changing schools I talk about, that's when bullying most likely occurs, you know.
When you've got that unknown factor and you're already there on the back foot, which, you know, some kids can sniff out and often do want to seek it out.
100%, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your book, The Warrior Method. Can you give us the synopsis?
Yeah, sure. So The Warrior Method is basically the definitive guide on how to develop your child's character. So when we look at character development, we look at developing a child's confidence, conduct, concentration. It's their moral compass. Ultimately, a child's character influences every single decision they make as they grow older. So, you know, from the friendships they make, the decisions they make, all the way up from their childhood into adult years. And so for me, it's the most important aspect of a child's development. It's more important than their grades. If you look at how much emphasis we place on developing a child's grades in school, you know, you can develop a child's grades, but that rarely influences their character. Whereas if you develop a child's character, it immediately influences their grades. Their concentration peaks, their confidence goes up, and their respect and conduct improves. So I've got a four-step methodology, community, inspire, challenge, lead, which I've used with over 5,000 students around the world, which is all detailed in the book.
I think we need this, Danny.
Well, I've got it right here in front of me, actually. Funny enough.
There it is.
What are the chances? Yeah. What are the chances?
And now you're working on your second book, which is about bullying, our topic for today. You mentioned your own experiences, but why did you feel like now was the right time to address that topic?
Whenever I speak to, we always interview new parents. So whenever a parent joins our clubs in Dubai or the UK, we always interview them to learn more about how we can help. And for me, I was completely struck by how many parents are really going through bullying. And when a child goes through bullying, it doesn't just impact the child, it affects the whole family. You know, everything at home changes and school life changes, and it's just such a devastating experience. And I really see in the parents' eyes the same look I saw in my own parents' eyes of that, you know, hopelessness, where they've tried absolutely everything and they don't know what to do next. Mm-hmm. You know, they rely on schools, but do the schools know exactly what to do? And when the schools have tried everything, and, you know, you look at a school where they've got 20, 30 students in there, how personal can they take this approach? So, you know, for me, it's a really personal subject to work with parents one-on-one to develop, you know, skills and really to produce an emergency survival guide to help parents mentor their children through one of the biggest transitions of their life, which is going through bullying.
So when it comes to mentoring, how much work do parents need to do on themselves before they can start to help their children?
Really, really interesting. I think one of the biggest things, and step one of our six P's that we call it, is perspective, and changing the perspective around bullying, changing the context. And I've often found this one of the challenging things with parents, because what we're trying to do is reframe bullying. It's not that a bully is a bad person. You know, bullies aren't bad people. It's normally a flow of negative energy. And, you know, a child is typically bullying because they're going through something difficult or traumatic themselves.
I mean, often it can be a case of wanting or needing to cause pain to others because they're going through pain themselves.
100%, yeah. And you try telling that to a parent who's watching their child being bullied by this horrible other little child who's bullying them, but it's never the case. It's always an approach we need, a kind of softer approach, but that's very hard to put across sometimes.
Family Matters.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Joining us in the studio live is Sebastian Bates. He is the founder of the Warrior Academy. It's a global martial arts organisation. Him himself has spent 25 years studying around six different martial arts. He is a best-selling author of The Warrior Method, and his upcoming book, Not a Victim, is a guide to help parents mentor their children through bullying. A worthy subject indeed, and something we want to hear from you. Is this something you're concerned about with your child? Have you spoken to the school but just not getting anywhere? Given your experience and having met and worked with thousands of children over the years, and obviously through research in the books as well, Sebastian, do you feel like there is a certain kind of, quote, type of child that's more susceptible to bullying?
100%. I think, first of all, you know, there's certain periods of time where a child is more likely to be bullied than not. Like we've spoken about, some of those big transitions, changing school, adolescence, things like that. But really, it all comes down to how a child's perceived by a new group or by a ringleader in a new group. And a lot of that is nonverbal communication. So step two of our system is, you know, presentation. Nonverbal communication makes up 95% of the message we put across. So we teach young people how to develop their body language. We work with parents through a body language analyzer and then use vocal cues to make radical changes.
So what are some of the red flags or things to avoid when it comes to posture and their sense of self and sense of body when going into a situation.
So things like hiding away your hands, hiding away your face, you know, covering your mouth when you're laughing or smiling, taking up less space in a room, not using your hands to explain things, not having a good posture with your shoulders back and your chest up and your chin up. These are very, very typical things that we spot. So we ask parents to go through this process of analysing their child's body language, picking up on 7 or 8 things, and then using these vocal cues, which really transform a child's body language very, very quickly.
I love the sound of this because it's practical.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's, and I'm not saying your book is a kind of a self-help book as such, but so many books are quite abstract.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's ideas, it's suggestions, but not things where you can go, do this and this will change perception, this will change your feelings around yourself. But more importantly, when it comes to going into a new group where they are looking to, you know, pick off the weaker members of the group, that will give a really clear message. This is obviously when parents are aware of a bullying situation, but why do you feel that bullying can go under the radar and parents not even know in the first place?
So the first thing that happens when a child is bullied is there's this breakdown of communication. So you'll find that a child goes home, they've been bullied, and they slowly slip away into isolation. They don't want to talk about it, especially with younger boys, where there's this element of kind of toxic masculinity, where they don't want to talk about the fact that they've been bullied because it's almost embarrassing, or there's some guilt associated with it. They don't want to bring it up. And bit by bit, slowly by slowly, you know, they start to distance themselves from their family, from the people around them. And so for many parents, they have no idea their child's being bullied until they start to show symptoms. And the symptoms come later on, things like, you know, eating habits change, their happiness, their grades in school shoot down. And that's when parents start coming to us and questioning it. But really what we want to do is work with parents before this ever happens, to get in there to try and build awareness before it happens. That's the key.
And why do you then believe that bullying is a transition and not a single event?
So often I feel that, you know, bullying is approached as a one-off event that happens to a child. But really, it's one of those life lessons in life where we go through a really difficult transition to learn something. We're learning about conflict, confrontation, resolution, how to deal with very difficult social situations. It's all really, really important learning. And if we don't learn to overcome those things on our own, they just repeat and repeat. So for instance, you know, I've worked with lots of different students who have been taken out of the social situation they've been bullied in, only to see it, you know, repeat again in a different social situation all the way into adulthood. So it's really important to, you know, empower young people with the tools, you know, to overcome bullying on their own with proper mentoring from the parents.
We're asking today, how can bullying affect children and what impact can it have on their development? Dr. Thuraya is a clinical psychologist at the Human Relations Institute and Clinic and a regular on the show. And we asked for her professional take.
Basically, when we talk about bullying with certain individuals, especially with young students, we worry about both short-term and long-term effects. So in terms of short-term, that could be anything from social isolation, feelings of shame, sleep disturbances, changes in their eating habits and their interactions with their family members, definitely a low self-esteem, low self-confidence. You'll hear a lot more psychosomatic symptoms like stomach pains, headaches, or other kind of physical complaints that don't really have any kind of medical cause. Definitely you might see some symptoms of depression or anxiety, and there might be a reduction in their school performance. So in terms of short-term effects, that could happen. But in terms of long-term effects, it could definitely, those symptomologies can lead to chronic depression, increased risk of harming themselves, any kind of anxiety disorders, even so much to say things like post-traumatic stress disorder, overall just poor general health, or maybe even substance abuse. And they find it very difficult to establish trusting relationships. So they tend to isolate themselves and feel like everybody's out to get them. And so ultimately, you know, bullying can affect and impact individuals quite significantly, both in the short and long term.
Clinical psychologist Dr. Thuraya, they're giving her take on the impact on bullying.
Family Matters.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Great to have you with us on this Sunday afternoon. Just to reiterate what we're hearing in news and online, please drive safe out there, people. We're getting all of the organisations, Dubai Police, saying leave appropriate stopping distances. So please just drive safely, use your hazard lights with caution, and just be kind and sensible out there. Discussing bullying on the show today, we've got Sebastian Bates joining us. He's the founder of the Warrior Academy. It's a global martial arts organisation. He's also a best-selling author. His book, The Warrior Method, and he's got an upcoming book called Not a Victim. This is a guide to help parents mentor their children through bullying. Can you tell us about the book, Not a Victim? What is the anti-bullying system, Sebastian?
Sure. So the book, Not a Victim, is designed to be an emergency survival guide to help parents with really practical advice. Not just if their child's being bullied, but also to prepare them in you know, instances of their child being bullied in the future. Mm-hmm. So the idea then is to help parents feel better equipped to deal with that sort of instance. So it's six P's that we go through. And the first one is obviously putting bullying in the right context, so perspective. And then it's presentation, working on body language. Then we go into preparing, so preparing a response, so we don't have to rely on our emotions or fight or flight in the moment.
So a response to children coming to us with problems?
So to a response for our actual children being bullied themselves.
Ah, interesting. Yeah. Okay, give us this information, please.
Sure. So the first thing, obviously, we try and reframe that, you know, why bullying occurs. We try and teach our children that they shouldn't fear or you know, have intimidation with the bully. And we try and deconstruct the bully-victim relationship. And by doing that, then it becomes a lot easier for our children to view bullies with sympathy. To view them with sympathy and forgiveness, and obviously working with the parents to try and instill that as well. The next thing, obviously, with presentation, with body language and nonverbal communication, is we try and develop each of these aspects which make them appear more confident. So now we've got a child who doesn't fear the bully, who appears more confident, and then we start to go really practical. We start to look at exact responses they can use, so different comebacks they can use in that, you know, specific situation. And then we go through a process of practicing that. So if you look at how a martial artist might train, they're training for a situation where it's highly emotional. In that moment, it's highly emotional. They can't think on the spot. They've got to rely on almost muscle memory. So we work with children to do that. So we work with children so they don't have this this flight or freeze. They're happy to respond confidently. Now, if you look at a typical situation where a child's being bullied, and suddenly the child responds to the bullying with a really, really confident response, they don't look like a victim. So the whole process here is not a victim. So they turn around and they completely deconstruct that relationship straight away.
Can you give us some words or phrases that might be good to have in the anti-bullying arsenal?
Really, really basic stuff like whatever, who cares, stop. These things work. I would say be really, really careful about sarcasm, because for some children it just doesn't work. Mm. Especially if they don't understand it. It can open the door to worse bullying. So it's one of the things that we go through with parents and ask them to brainstorm with their child to making sure it's sort of age specific. And then the next P that we go through is producing an incident log. So often I found that, you know, a child comes home from school, they've been bullied, they finally pluck up the courage to tell their parents, and the parents go to the school. The parents tell the school, my child's being bullied by, you know, this other child. The school then approaches the other parent, who denies everything. Where's the proof? There's no proof. And so the situation is that, you know, in some cases I've seen it reversed. In actual fact, your child's bullying my child, and both children get discipline. And after I've seen one instance where, you know, this child was bullied for 2 years, finally had the courage to come forward. And then, you know, went to the school, the parents went to the school, this exact same thing happened, and four or five other parents said, no, that's the child that's bullying us, and the child was given detention. So finally speaking up and then punished. And the reality is, we've got to have a system in place where we produce an incident log. So we teach parents how to do that.
What kind of information would you include in that?
Who, what, when, why, witnesses. You know, we make sure that we log it all. Now, if you go to school and say, here are five incidences where my child's been bullied with proof and dates, it's going to be a lot easier for a school to take your side and understand your child's position.
Bob's just got in touch with a really good point about cyberbullying online by use of WhatsApp, Snapchat, where presumably that can often help with your incident report, because you will have physical, you know, evidence of this, whether that's screenshots or messages that you can then forward. The downside, of course, to cyberbullying is that it's moving away from certainly what I knew as bullying as a child, which is, you know, the playground abuse and physical abuse, to the point where there's no escape from it. How do you address cyber in the book?
Cyberbullying is a whole new battlefield. It's it's a place where a child really, they can feel like a prisoner in their own home. They can go home from school, and it's normally a child who's being bullied with traditional in-person bullying who then experience cyberbullying as a continuation of the bullying. Mm-hmm. The problem is, when a child then tries to, you know, step out of this cyberbullying, they then isolate themselves socially. Which can make things even worse. So there's certain things we use, and a lot of it is educating children on why, you know, what cyberbullying is, why it occurs, how they can stop it from occurring to their friends or to themselves. So in one of the workshops we do, the Not a Victim workshop, we actually give parents a contract to sign with their teenagers before they start using social media to prevent it from happening.
We are family. Family Matters.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Sebastian Bates is the founder of the Warrior Academy. He's been practicing martial arts himself 25 years and is rather good at it. Is that a fair summation?
It's very kind of you.
what's the trophy count?
Chuck, I don't know. Lots of different trophies, lots of different places.
Anything you're most proud of?
I'd probably say fighting professionally in Thailand in a stadium against a veteran fighter of 30 fights on the Queen's birthday was probably
that would do it.
The highlight for me. Yeah.
He's also the founder of the Warrior Academy and is a best-selling author. His upcoming second book, Not a Victim, is a guide to help parents mentor their children through bullying. We've been talking through the various P's of the book, and the last one is perseverance.
Yes, to persevere.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So the idea, once you've, you know, established a confident child, is that you prevent bullying from occurring again and again. One of the ways to do that is to persevere in a separate community. So obviously bullying may occur in school, most typically, as well as online, all these different communities that your child's a part of. So the first thing we do on our Not a Victim workshops is we ask parents to analyze. They use our community analyzer to analyze each of the communities their children are in. And then what we do is we look for weak areas we can improve, but ultimately we want them to persevere in a separate community outside of these communities, somewhere where they can really develop their character and their confidence.
Presumably martial arts is a great forum for this.
Martial arts is one of the best I've found for it. It can be other things, but martial arts is one of those things where as soon as you walk into a dojo, you know you're respected. You know there's this underlying value and moral compass that everyone's got, and this amazing support group as well.
What do you think children learn through disciplines such as karate, jiu-jitsu, boxing, etc.?
I think especially the traditional styles, they've all got this code of conduct. So first of all, they're learning, you know, we teach our students to have, you know, black belt conduct. So the idea that it's actually quite cool to behave a certain way and to behave like a black belt. And I think that's one of the key areas, having that courtesy and integrity. It's one of the biggest things for me.
Now, this is all kind of focused towards the victim, in inverted commas, because we talk about not being a victim. But how do you think martial arts could help bullies themselves?
I think martial arts prevents bullying from occurring, and one of the biggest reasons is because if you look at how bullying occurs, you know, a child goes through bullying. It's one of the most traumatic instances of their life, most traumatic transitions of their life. And if they're not mentored through it properly, then they actually become bullies themselves in so many cases. I think statistically, you know, most children who go through bullying actually become bullies. And, you know, martial arts is one of those things where because you're passing on these strong values of respect and perseverance and courtesy and integrity, you're able to stop bullying in its tracks. And especially with our Not a Victim system, the way we reframe why bullying occurs and we teach children why it occurs in the first place, they start to really become advocates of non-bullying, and they have this strong sense of justice and injustice.
Question from Farah on the SMS saying, how can we help a teenager who is now scarred and has become socially awkward and aloof? How can you come back from that?
So, you know, this is often the case. It's the symptoms of going through bullying without having that strong mentoring or without having a process to overcome bullying and transform in that process. So, you know, so often bullying can actually present the opportunity to grow. So I have a very, very different way of looking at it. You know, I see it as a traumatic experience. And, you know, with post-traumatic growth, there's this huge opportunity to develop a child's character.
Well, I think you have a podcast yourself that you're speaking to different business leaders and inspirational people who have been through bullying themselves and ultimately found it to be something of a springboard to success.
Absolutely.
Can you share why that would be?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you look at how... Whenever we look back, we can join up the dots, right? If I look back at some of the most difficult times in my life, I've always seen this very, very quick J curve afterwards, where I've gone through something difficult and then I've bounced back very, very quickly and I've transformed in the process. And I think that's because our awareness and our perception of our own reality kind of changes. And there's this opportunity to relearn things. So you're relearning about, you know, your own confidence, you're relearning about friendships, you're relearning about communities. And, you know, if you're mentored in the right way through those, each of those steps, suddenly you can transform your surroundings.
When is the new book out, Sebastian?
The new book will be out after the spring. So we're going to be launching it with on the 15th of February. We've got a Not a Victim workshop, which is a two-hour workshop for parents in Dubai to help you feel better equipped to deal with instances of bullying. That's hosted by Dubai British School, Jumeirah Park.
And for any parent who's listening now who's worried and, as you said, feels helpless and hopeless about their child's situation, what would your big bit of advice, the biggest takeaway be?
So other than visiting our podcast, where we've got 20 episodes there, so the Warrior Academy podcast, it was voted top 3 in the world in education on its release date.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so there's loads and loads of practical advice in there. And then come along to the Not a Victim workshop on the 15th. If you go to notavictim.live, you can book a place.
And numerous questions asking how to get in touch with you and also sign up for classes and courses. What do we need to know around the martial arts that's ongoing?
Sure. So our martial arts clubs across Dubai, which focus on character development, confidence, conduct and concentration. If you go to warriortrial.ae, you can book an initial assessment with us. And we'll analyse your child with you and try and find the best possible club for them.
I think the other thing is have a dad who's a trophy-winning martial artist.
There you go.
No one would mess. Sebastian, thank you so much for coming in, sharing your own stories and your insights too.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.